T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Vice President Harris travels to Central America. We have the story.
Young girl shot in northwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police make an arrest at a weekend hit and run. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. With some deep moisture lifting in from the south, we'll have some patchy areas of dense fog across south central Kansas this morning. With a gradual clearing sky, we warm right back up again this afternoon. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Border security and migration were topics of discussion as Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her trip to Guatemala.
The U.S. and Guatemala agreed the best course to slow migration is to jumpstart the economy there. President Alejandro Giammattei said through a translator he appreciates American CEOs willing to step in.
Their companies can establish businesses in our country to create more employment and thus stop migration.
Vice President Harris pushed legal immigration, urging migrants to not head north.
I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
The leaders promised to talk again. Today, the vice president is in Mexico for talks there. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A young girl was critically injured in a shooting in West Wichita last night at the Magnolia Wood Apartments, 3600 block of West 13th. Police say a 12-year-old girl was shot at least once. She was rushed to a hospital in critical but stable condition. A police spokesman says they believe the shooting took place inside one of the apartments and that two other people were inside the apartment at the time. Investigators have been talking with people to determine what led to the shooting. It's not known if the shooting was accidental or intentional.
Wichita police have arrested a suspect in a weekend hit-and-run that critically injured a woman.
18-year-old Bryson Waddell has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery and two counts of hit-and-run. At around 9:20 Saturday night, officers responded to a hit-and-run injury accident at Douglas and Greenwood. They found a 26-year-old woman with critical injuries who was taken to an area hospital. The woman had been crossing the street after leaving a business in the 100 block of South Greenwood and was struck by a newer white sedan traveling northbound on Greenwood. The run vehicle was found Sunday unoccupied in a hotel at 36th and Rock Road. The suspect was contacted and taken into custody without incident. The investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
State of Kansas ordered less than 1% of its vaccine allocation from the federal government, the state health department has reported.
The disclosure came as the department's data showed that Kansas still had nearly 593,000 unused doses as of last Friday. Demand for inoculations has dropped, prompting the state and county health departments to increase mobile clinics and bring vaccines to churches and work sites. The state health department said it ordered only 1,020, or 0.7% of its federal allocation of 147,660 vaccine doses. Its data showed that an average of 4,348 vaccine shots a day were administered during the 7 days ending last Friday, its lowest 7-day average since January 21st. The department said 42.5% of the state's 2.9 million residents had received at least one vaccine shot.
Kansas Information Network, Steve Oldinghouse reporting.
The FBI and Department of Justice announcing a retrieval of a majority of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipelines when they were hacked in April. Fox's David Spunt reports.
roughly 64 bitcoins. That's about $2.3 million in street cash value. It's back in the hands where it belongs. This after the Justice Department and FBI seized this money from criminals. We know that Colonial Pipeline paid this money last month to the group DarkSide. It operates out of Russia, but tonight the group is glad that part of it is back. DarkSide initiated a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline system early last month. It paralyzed the fuel supply on the eastern seaboard and cost many more at the pump, not to mention those long lines just to fill up. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco made the announcement that while the Justice Department successfully recovered not the total amount paid by Colonial, the heads of companies, large and small, need to pay attention to this report and pay up front for cybersecurity.
Police in London, Ontario, Canada say a driver plowed a pickup truck into a family of five, killing four of them and seriously injuring the other in a deliberate attack that targeted the victims because they were Muslims. Authorities say a young man was arrested in the parking lot of a nearby mall after the incident Sunday night. Police say the dead were a 74-year-old woman, a 46-year-old man, a 44-year-old woman, and a 15-year-old girl. A 9-year-old boy was reported in serious condition. 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman is in custody, facing four counts of first-degree murder. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's time for postseason hockey in Wichita. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Wichita mayor looks to honor singer and actress Carla Burns. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve now, Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita-born, Tony-nominated singer and actress Carla Burns died Friday after a six-month illness at the age of 66. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News, the city will find a way to honor the internationally acclaimed Burns.
If we were to get a new performing arts venue in the near future, you know, how we should be naming a wing of it or part of it after her.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.
The acting mayor of Boston hands a pink slip to the city's police commissioner.
The termination of Commissioner Dennis White comes as he came under fire for domestic violence allegations. Mayor Kim Janney moving to oust White after she says an independent investigation found he physically abused his ex-wife back in the 90s. Janney says his return as commissioner would send a chilling message to domestic violence victims and the city. The mayor will announce plans in the coming weeks for a search to replace White. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
NASA will be sending two missions to a planet we've been overlooking.
People who follow NASA have been watching in amazement as the space agency sends rovers and flying drones to Mars. But NASA has been, by its own admission, not paying much attention to the planet which sits closest to Earth. That is Venus. Now, NASA is pledging $1 billion to two missions planned for the end of the decade. One called Da Vinci Plus will study Venus' atmosphere, while Veritas will map Venus' surface and host a deep space atomic clock, sort of like a GPS, for deep space exploration. Eben Brown, Fox News.
You might not be able to get some of your favorite menu items at some Starbucks locations.
Your iced macchiato breakfast sandwich may be on hold at some of the coffee giant shops throughout the country. A Starbucks spokesperson tells Fox Business that the company is experiencing temporary supply shortages of some of its products. As a result, many customers are not pleased and have taken to social media to vent about local stores running out of pastries, sandwiches, syrups, iced coffee, and cups. And it's not just Starbucks. Throughout the pandemic, numerous industries have experienced supply chain disruptions and labor shortages. Starbucks is apologizing for the inconvenience and says it's working quickly and closely with supply chain vendors to restock items. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, the big thing out there in traffic is definitely visibility. We've got fog in the area. In some areas, it's actually fairly thick out there, so be careful this morning. Keep the low beams on. Got an abandoned vehicle. It is between Central and 13th on I-235 northbound. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
Happy Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Love Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, and things not going to be all that bad weather-wise. You know, as Jad mentioned, you know, that patchy, dense fog. I think that's going to be our only weather worry, at least to start the day. And then day by day, as time goes on, we'll just have to make sure that we're putting a little bit more effort into staying cool out there. Because it's going to turn pretty toasty, especially by the time we get towards the end of the work week ahead. Today, seasonably warm. I say that because our average high in Wichita today, 86, will be up to a high of 87 after the fog lifts and the clouds break this morning and skies turning partly cloudy. Later on tonight, it's going to be a warm, muggy night leading into a warm, muggy morning by the time we wake up early Wednesday with a low of only 71 degrees under those partly cloudy skies. Over the next 24 hours, there is a slim 10% chance of maybe a pop-up shower or storm that we'll have to watch out for between the afternoon and then later on tonight into the start of our Wednesday. Now, chances looking pretty slim, but can't be completely taken off the table. So we'll have another 10% chance of an isolated shower storm as we go through our Wednesday as well. Looks like most of us continuing to stay pretty dry out there, though. Partly cloudy skies for your Wednesday. May start off the day with a little bit of patchy, dense fog again, too. And then another 10% chance leading into our Wednesday night. But then Thursday, it looks like, should stay completely dry. Now, this is also going to be the hottest part of the week. 93 will likely have some of our heat indices, though, or what it'll feel like in the upper 90s. This is where we want to make sure that we're staying hydrated, limiting that strenuous activity outside. I know some of us have to work outside, though, where that's our job. Just something to keep in mind. 92 Friday, cold front comes through, dropping us down to 88, 89 degrees between Saturday and Sunday. Still going to feel like summer out there all the way into the start of next week, though, with highs right around 90. So right now we're at 69 degrees, east winds light at 6 miles an hour, visibility down to 6 miles due to that patchy fog, a little bit of mist out there too, and skies mostly cloudy.
It's a great forecast. It just means summer's a coming, and it's getting time.
It's upon us.
Yeah, time to get out there and do some fishing and some swimming and stuff like that. So, yeah. It's good that summer's here. That's the next season.
Yeah. Yeah, officially right around June 20th, June 21st. Yeah, but for now, yeah, definitely going to feel like it.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 82 degrees, normal high 86. And this is a day in weather history for Kansas that it could be tornado day. This was the date. June 8th in 1966, an F5 tornado went right down through the middle of Topeka, Kansas, the state's capital, destroyed 820 homes, 16 deaths, 406 injuries, and right through the campus of Washburn University. Yep. And right through the middle of Topeka. Woo! How about that? And, some of my friends that I worked with later in radio, including Roger N. Wilson, I believe, was up there at the time. He later on, working at WIBW, we worked at KFH here in Wichita, and now he's passed away, but Roger talked about that quite a bit. But Bill Curtis, didn't that where he kind of made his deal? And Bill went on to go to CBS and TV and also had his own production company, and of course, his sister Jean Shordorf living here in Wichita.
Didn't that destroy a couple of dorms?
Yeah, it did. Destroyed buildings and we noticed it took all the trees down. My brother lived right across the street. And unfortunately, he didn't get hurt, and he and the guys who were living in this house that he was with, they went to the basement, and they were okay. 1974, same date, 23 tornadoes struck Kansas and Oklahoma, including an F4 that hit Emporia. And this killed six and injured about 220 people. The big Emporia tornado. And you go back to 1941. Before that, there was an F4 that went from actually 7 miles southwest of Mays to the Butler-Marion County line, 5 miles west of Burns. That's a long path. And eight were killed in that one. So this is, you'd have to say this is probably tornado day. All right,
Of course, there was that urban myth that Topeka was safe from tornadoes.
Because of the mound.
Because there was some mound west of town, and that was just complete.
You can see the mound if you're ridiculous. Up doing that on the or the interstate around the town there. You can see that mound southwest of town.
Yeah.
And they say, well, but I think, as I recall, somebody was out there and they got upside down in their car on the mound.
Right.
Some reporter. So there you go.
Because they always said, oh, according to Indian lore, Topeka is safe from tornadoes.
It won't hit the conflux of two rivers either. That tells you about Wichita. Okay, Ted, on this date in 1998, the National Rifle Association elected actor Charlton Heston to be its president.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, the late Charlton Heston, I just thought he was just a really good, effective spokesperson for the NRA. Very effective. And I know at that time he had been thinking about doing the Ronald Reagan thing and running for president, but that never quite materialized.
Yeah.
But yeah. Why did I like Charlton Heston when he was young in those movies? Like, my favorite is probably The Big Country, but Ben-Hur. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What an actor. Great credits.
And, of course, he later made a stop in Wichita.
I forgot that.
As an NRA backer as part of the Mike Pompeo for Congress campaign.
I forgot about that. Okay. Well, there you go. Charlton Heston. 7, coming up on 7:18, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS Sports Time. And, it's that time of the year you usually think about baseball or golf or something, but hey, we got hockey on the agenda today, right, Ted?
Yep, we got the postseason beginning for hockey, and Wichita's hosting the next two nights. Begin the playoffs. It's best of five series between the Wichita Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets. Game one is tonight. Game two is tomorrow night in downtown Wichita, 7:05 both nights. Now, this is not going to be at Intrust Bank Arena, the normal home for the Thunder, because Disney on Ice has the place for the week. So Wichita, the Thunder, is going to have to play at the Wichita Ice Center. That's your site for hockey action the next two nights in downtown Wichita, the Wichita Ice Center at Maple and Sycamore. As the Thunder is in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years, you've got the Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets. Game one tonight downtown at the Wichita Ice Center at 7:05. As Wichita is looking to make some noise in the playoffs this year. Had a great season. See if they can keep it going in the postseason. Minor league baseball, after an off day on Monday, of course, the Wichita Wind Surge is back at it. It's a road series this week, 6 games in Tulsa. Top two teams in the division, first place Wichita, second place Tulsa, just a half game behind the Surge. 7:05 tonight down in Oklahoma. First road game for the Surge in 2 weeks, but now they are back at it. Pro basketball in the NBA last night, the Brooklyn Nets at home just absolutely demolished the Milwaukee Bucks. 125-86 was the final score. Coming off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet. The action on TNT.
Shamet again. Landry Shamet with consecutive three-pointers.
I mean, this is just a clinic, Marv, on every way possible. Offensively locked in, and everyone stepping up, playing big for Brooklyn.
Marv Albert with the call there as Landry Shamet ended up making 3 three-pointers on the bench, off the bench for the Nets. 9 points, 3 rebounds for Landry for the former Shocker as the Nets get that 39-point win. That's 2 home wins now for the Nets here in the Eastern Conference semifinals, up 2-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go to Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals will be playing late games this week on the road in California on the West Coast. Start of a 7-game road swing, the Los Angeles Angels and the Kansas City Royals last night in Anaheim, but did not go well for the Royals on this night. They could not handle the Angels. And some of the action, of course, you heard on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Santana's 3-1 is smacked to the right side, pretty well struck, and that ball is gone. Home run. Well, they wanted Irvin to get that final out, and you could tell he was beginning to leak oil a little bit. Wanted to stay out there. And then he made a pitch that caught too much of the plate. And Stassi hammers it out for a 2-run home run.
Angels go on to win that game 8-3 as the Royals drop their third in a row and drop back to 500 on the season. 29-29 for the Royals, 58 games into the season. The Royals and the Angels go at it again tonight out west, 8:30 p.m., and you can listen to that game on KFH. And it was 30 years ago on this day that Wichita State played in the national championship game at the College World Series, taking on Louisiana State. The Shockers were going for their second national title in a three-year span, but it was not to be. Tyler Green was not all that sharp on championship day. LSU took control of that game and beat the Shockers 6-3 as Louisiana State won the national title that year. The Shockers were in the title game for the second time in 3 years, and that Shocker appearance in the championship game was 30 years ago on this day. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A lawsuit filed on behalf of illegal immigrants over IDs. That's the topic coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.